I'd like to call the meeting of the coordinating committee to order on January 12, 2006 at 8:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is Dave on the call?
I am.
Okay, can you do roll call?
Sure. Ambrose Lane?
Yep.
Lonnie Hicks?
Nope.
Donna Warren? Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Ray LaForest? Ray?
Sorry, here, yes.
Mark Roberts?
Here.
Andy Schrell?
Here.
Dave Adelson is here, and Fatty Sabah. Okay, we have quorum.
Okay, thanks, Dave. We're also joined this evening by Mr. Greg Guma. And thank you for making time to participate in this meeting this evening. We the two agenda items that we had set out for this evening, one was the Pacifica National Board meeting at the end of January, and the second, which we had for executive session, was an update on pending lawsuits before the foundation. It's my understanding that there is no update at this point, so it seems to me like we do not need an executive session for this agenda item, and that any further sort of board business around the lawsuits will be handled by the incoming Pacifica National Board.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Mark here. I just had a question. I just got in. I apologize. I was a little late. But how do you mute on this line? It's a crazy question, but, you know, it helps.
I think it's star six.
Yeah, star six.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So the agenda item before us is the Pacifica National Board meeting in Washington, D.C. at the end of this month. There has been sort of discussion on the board in terms of the need for a pre-board meeting session with the incoming Pacifica National Board. I took some notes from comments from the entire board during our meeting on Tuesday, and which I'll read right now in terms of their recommendations for how the incoming directors could best use Friday to kind of get acquainted with the roles and responsibilities of board members, fiduciary responsibilities, issues of confidentiality, and how that pertains to their role on the board, issues around hire processes, FCC responsibilities, directors' inspection rights, opportunity just to get to know one another and each of them, I guess, where each of the signal areas that they're coming from, strategic planning, mission of the Pacifica Foundation, history of issues before the board, as well as, you know, updates for incoming directors about some of the issues that have been dealt with in executive session of the outgoing board. So those were the laundry
and
list.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, that was a laundry list of things. Obviously, not all of that can be accomplished in, 6 hours or however many hours they will be together. So what the task is before us is to come up with some recommendations of how to actually move forward. Another recommendation, sort of more concrete recommendation that was made, was to bring in Fahim, who had done some initial board training with the Pacifica National Board, not the past board, but the prior year, bringing him back in to do a similar session with this board. And Dave and Ray and Ambrose and Lonnie can kind of add, but I think a lot of the things that he covered were roles and responsibilities of board members and kind of generally, you know, fiduciary responsibilities and issues around confidentiality. And then also kind of intertwining that with the Pacifica mission and ensuring that each of the board members understood, the mission of the foundation and kind of what they were serving. And beginning to, you know, find ways of build sort of working relationships amongst the board members since, you know, many of them didn't necessarily know one another or this was the first time that they were meeting. So I don't know if, again, the board members, oh, Wendy, you were on the board at that point as well, but if any of the board members that took part in that session have additional things to add about what Fahim offered, for those that might not be aware.
Ray?
Yeah, Ray.
Well, one more thing that he did, which was besides, one problem was people not knowing each other. Another problem was people knowing each other.
True.
So he kind of helped facilitate a process where people would break the ice and so that, you know, what you assume that person said to you or meant to insult you or whatever or disagreed with you on some issues so that these issues would be asked or posed and then the person would tell you. So, and he, I must say that it was helpful. I don't know if we have as much time to do that aspect this, you know, this time around. Also, most of the board is not new this time. But I thought that was one more item they had covered.
Yeah.
This is Wendy. I have to disagree with Ray that most of the board is not new this time. Actually, you know, at BAI, all the incumbents are reelected, but at the other station, there are a whole lot of new people. And my comments on, you know, the sessions provided by Fahim and his partner, who I don't remember her name right now.
Linda Taweed.
Yeah. I thought Linda was awesome and really helped in the kind of, I don't want to call it spiritual, but more of a practical, like you were saying, helping everyone to get to know each other, and she was a really dynamic speaker and everything. And Fahim was very good in telling us, you know, kind of basic stuff about boards. But if you're talking about Washington, D.C., I mean, there are probably thousands of nonprofits there, and I'm sure that there are a gazillion board trainers in the nation's capital. And so I would kind of question why we would bring in someone from Houston to go to D.C. when there are a whole lot of other people there that would do that same stuff. I mean, this is, you know, talking about fiduciary responsibility, how you support the organization, some pretty basic stuff that I think that the new board needs to know. I mean, one of the things challenges that we have at Pacifica, because we have elected boards and people that aren't necessarily professional board members, most of us don't belong to a gazillion other boards like other board places, board members do in other organizations. So, I would just say, yes, I want a board trainer there that is going to teach the people what their responsibilities are, and I just don't see why it should be someone that lives in Houston when there's so many good people there in D.C.
Madam Chair, I'd like to stack it from point.
Okay. Me too,
I heard
Dave.
Mark and Dave, so go ahead, Mark.
There are a couple of things. One is my recollection of Houston is not as fond as some people's. I mean, I thought it went well, and I really enjoyed Linda's input, but I kind of judged things by the result, and I felt that at the end, and as we moved forward in that year, and we had a lot of this year or the preceding year, a lot of unforeseen curves in terms of the resignation of the executive director, the whole IED episode, the resignation of Mike Martin, who lost the chair by one vote. There were some substantial difficulties that we had to overcome that probably derailed some of the energy that was created there. But I'm still concerned about looking there for solutions to what to do now. In particular, as I remind everyone, there were problems in Houston. I mean, Fahim was, I like him a lot. I don't know him personally, but I mean, I know he was late and he didn't have things that he said he promised. And I talked to the, the other presenter, and there were some problems. It was not as tight as it needed to be. And we had to wait forever to get a report. So I'm not going to look to there for the solution because there were some problems in the delivery before. What I think would probably be helpful, and what might have been helpful to me if I were a board member coming on now, either new or old, would be to understand some of the issues of fiduciary responsibility. But once again, that's subject to interpretation, as we have seen. I would probably most value, and this is odd, but it's me, hearing from board members who have history, who aren't returning, if I were going to sit on a board that I was moving into, particularly Pacifica right now, I'd rather hear from Wendy than for him. I'd rather hear from me. I'd rather hear from those people who put in the 2 years, who've seen the transition from what it was before to the whole revolution and then the post, the reconstruction period, to have the cautionary tale told from a participant as opposed to someone who's just going to tell me, you know, what I could read in any book. And I think we might want to consider inviting a couple of board members who aren't returning to talk about what went right and, more importantly, what went wrong, and guide and suggest to the board how they might be able to do better. That's not to say we did horribly, but, you know, you always want to improve, to do better with the mantle that they have accepted. I think that would probably find that more interesting than hearing from a stranger.
That's me. Thanks, Mark. Dave?
Well, I think that we can't get through the laundry list you described. I think one of the most things that would be useful would be something like 2 hours spent with somebody. I don't think it needs to be Fahim per se. I agree with Wendy about the fact that there are plenty of people in D.C., who could do it. Something just about straight fiduciary responsibilities, for example, the do's and don'ts of things like, for example, getting into contracts issues or, I mean, we had one event this year where there was some public discussion about whether or not we had a debt, and directors took independent action on that point. Something from a legal perspective. One of the things, since we are a California corporation, it might need to be somebody with some experience in California law. Be wonderful if some of the people that we are, some of the firms that we're considering for corporate counsel, if they have a presence in D.C., could just have somebody come in, and that we could kill two birds with one stone there, get to know somebody from that firm. I don't know, Ambrose can tell us whether there might be any such person in the firm.
I'm Kriegler.
Right. Well, Kriegler's our SEC attorney, but I was thinking if we're thinking of a different term for general counsel. Kriegler would also be of interest in terms of the FCC questions that might, and CPB questions that might come up. In particular, he would be the best person to ask some CPB questions. But I hope we don't spend much more than a couple hours on it. And I agree with Mark that people need to hear a little bit about the history, but more importantly, about why people are there and what they want to see happen this year. I thought that what happened this year, at the beginning of this year's term, which was sort of more strategic planning, where we spent a relatively few number of minutes, certainly less than half an hour, brainstorming potential projects that people could get behind, and then spent some time throwing up this huge laundry list of individual projects, it wasn't so helpful because we didn't deal with the questions of the how, the question of how you want to accomplish things. And there are a lot of, you know, there's the left and the right, but there's also the top and the bottom. And people have different tastes for how you go about getting things done. Some people want things to filter bottom up. Other things want them to come from the central, you know, from the central entity. So I was hoping that we could spend 2 hours maybe on the mechanics of fiduciary responsibilities with an attorney, and then spend 4 to 6 hours talking about what we'd like to see accomplished this year as a board. In my own preferences in that area have to do with, you know, how we're going to deal with licensing and distribution questions, how we're going to deal with the contracts oversight. What's the role of the board going to be in the variety of things that need to happen at the foundation level? So we have a sense of what agreements we have about what work we as a board need to do. And for my own money, I would like to see our incoming ED either facilitate that session, because it's really he who's going to be responsible for making sure a lot of this stuff gets implemented, or to bring in somebody that he might have worked with, who he's comfortable with, who might help us with that section of it. And it could perfectly well include people who aren't on the board anymore, like Mark and Wendy, if they like. But I definitely think that those of us who are on the board this year need to have some time in that, too.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot, Greg, but if you do have any comments at this point, I did want to kind of give you an opportunity.
That's nice. David actually mentioned this to me before. I just want to, I'd need to clarify one or two things. I mean, are you talking about two different sessions here, one that is really specifically on legal and fiduciary issues, and then separately you're talking about a broader discussion, which is what you asked me about, which you described initially as envisioning or vision-oriented, but now it seems like it's a little bit more specific than that. Am I getting you right?
It's still the vision thing, but not in global terms. It's more about what the board needs to get done this year.
Short term.
Well,
yeah,
maybe.
I could help with that, and I do know one or two people who I could talk to, but frankly, as an incoming person, in order to set the agenda for that, I wouldn't want to do that on my own because I'm not necessarily aware of all the issues that are already on the table. Are you there?
If I can respond, Julie.
As a moderator is one thing, but as an agenda setter, I think it's a separate question.
Julie, I'd like to get on that as well. I agree with Greg that I think that what Dave has suggested is I have problems with it.
Okay, let me start a stack. I heard Dave and then I heard Mark. So go ahead, Dave.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking of it more as a sort of moderation rather. I mean, for example, anybody we would bring in, particularly at this late date, we're not talking about somebody who's going to know what our issues are. We're talking about a facilitated process of the board discussion.
To solicit from people.
Right.
That sounds doable. Although I might want to exercise the option of bringing someone in to work with on that. But I'd like to hear from Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Well, I think there are two issues here. The issue about what to do next with what are the challenges that are facing the foundation, and what are the respective roles, and how can it work together to make that happen. It's something that I think the board obviously needs to have discussions about in conjunction with the ED. And I think that's something that is a helpful exercise because without a plan, you know, as I was telling my students today, those who fail to plan to fail. So part of it is planning. That is essential. But the other aspect of it that I find probably that Pacifica really needs is to have a way to have, you know, to strip it away a little bit and talk as human beings about what we need to do better in terms of our communications with one another, in terms of our trust issues, in terms of our issues related to the roles and responsibilities and relative responsibilities of governance and execution and management and where they join. I think that we need to have a frank discussion. And maybe outgoing board members who have no... presumably additional stake in that argument about what will happen next can add some light in terms of, you know, I know there are things I did that I'm proud of and things that I did that I'm not. And I'm sure probably all board members share that in some respects. And it might be nice to be able to just have a discussion, particularly with the board, to figure out who they are and what to do better and what not to repeat. Because otherwise, my fear is, I thought we deteriorated this year from the first, and I don't want to see that happen next year. And that's the only concern. And some of us, we get so locked in, and maybe it would be helpful to talk about how not to do that, or at least how to... boy, I guess I lost the time and the money.
At least but, how to what?
I lost the time and the money.
But the point is, I think that if we could help each other with the communication and how to deal with each other, how to communicate, what not to do, some of it is just the human interaction aspect, which has nothing to do with the ED and nothing to do. It has to do with the board. And we get people to come in from the outside to tell us, remember when we had the woman come in, I forget her name, okay, this is how do you communicate, how do you do this, how do you do that, and we all write it down. But I would probably be more compelled to listen if I could hear from someone who talked about where we did and where we didn't accomplish the goals necessary to become a unit and not a sect. or a series of sex. So I think that we need to think about that, and then the aspects of what the board's vision will be, what the board's challenges are this year, and the mutual understanding between the ED and the board, that's a different subject, which I think is vital. But I think first the board needs to figure out, new and old, how not to repeat some of the difficulties we've had this year.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Was there additional comments from the board?
This is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I'd like to look at it at two different points. First, I mean, I like Mark's idea about people bringing the experience, as long as it's done in a way that would not bring, you know, that would be free of the, I wouldn't say the emotion, but any, you know, I don't want to use bias because we all have our own position, but, you know, try to make it as objective, is the word, as possible. And yet I would still want to have some practical things. For example, notion of poorly basic. I mean, one thing we have which is good for is that all those individuals are local board members. So we're not picking people from the street. So we know that those people already know about Robert's Rule, but still, we know that there's a lack of knowledge. So even if we don't introduce it right now, there has to be find a way to increase the generalize the knowledge of Robert's Rule among the board members. The difference between governance and management. And as I'm saying that, I'm not saying that naively. I realize this is a political question also, because whether we want it or not. Because you cannot resolve political issues by just having administrative measures to try to regulate things. Personally, people who know me, what I've been fighting for, among other things, have been the inclusion of as many layers of the corporate communities that are involved in our listening areas. So while we're having the discussions, we can even look at, as Mark, I think Mark has said, some of the areas where we had trouble and say, okay, these are some of the problems we had, and these are issues that are still with us. Bylaws is clearly, and again, we would have to decide how much to touch on since these individuals are not new. But if I remember the training we're talking about, there were people who, even though they had been, or maybe they had been on the board just for 1 year, but I thought there was a need for formal training also. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Were there additional comments?
I'd just like to make one more comment.
Go ahead, Greg.
I mean, what I'm hearing is kind of three different thrusts. The first one that seems like we all agree on, which is, you know, we need the basic training on, you know, fiduciary and legal responsibilities. I don't see much dispute about that. But then beyond that, I think there are two different ideas here. One is retrospective, which is sort of where Mark is going, which I think is important and should be as open as possible. And then the other is prospective, which is more what Dave is talking about. And as far as my own feelings about participation, I would personally prefer and probably be more comfortable at this point helping with prospective rather than retrospective. I'd like to listen to what has happened, but not really be in the position of leading a discussion about whatever the past problems would be, as opposed to focusing on, you know, what's ahead. So that would be my personal preference, but I think all three are important.
Two leaders, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the one problem with Mark's idea is the issue's been raised about the cost of bringing additional people in, particularly if we're talking about people who won't be participating in the full meeting. And I'm wondering if there isn't a way to incorporate some of those things just through a written submission to the board. I mean, are we talking about those, like Mark and Wendy, coming and participating in the full-day session? Is that what Mark had in mind, or are we talking about just a statement before the board? And if it is a question of a wider participation than that, then are we talking about flying in how many people from how many locations?
Well, Julie, when may I respond?
Yes.
And I'm thinking as we're going, so you know how that goes. But
A couple of things, Dave. One is that, well, first of all, obviously for me it's easy because I'm right here. I understand about the cost factor involved. However, what we've done in the past, we've done it for 2 years now. We've paid, you know, $5,000-$7,000. We brought in a consultant who tells us, okay, these are your fiduciary responsibilities. Your loyalty is to the foundation. You shouldn't do this. But what we don't do enough of is just to sit and talk about how we're operating as an entity. And, you know, because we have our own culture. What's the Pacifica culture when it comes to the board, when it comes to interactions with management, and what's good and what's bad about that? And I think that that would probably be helpful. So to me, it's money well spent. Now, in terms of how many, I don't know. I don't know who's returning to the board. I only know a couple of people, three people who are leaving, myself, Wendy, and Fatty. That's all I know. So, you know, pardon?
Oh, I just said I'm leaving. Sorry to interject.
Oh, and Julie.
Yeah.
I mean, Julie was the former chair. You know what most organizations do? Because organizational memory and history and opinion and everything is valuable. And if I'm going to come into a board new, like I did when we changed, I didn't get to talk to anybody old. And that would have been the most valuable discussion for me. To figure out, okay, what, you know, what's going on? And I agree with what Greg said, in a nonpartisan, non-bitter, non, you know, because ideally by that point we can throw all our cloaks away and be naked, so to speak. Not really, because, you know, I don't want to, you know, shame anybody. But we can kind of talk to one another and say, what about our deliberations? And just listen, particularly for the people new, but even the people returning. And so to me, I would say maybe, I don't know, if there's one person leaving from each area, so that would be like, you know, four people traveling and one person already there. I don't know how to do it in a way that seems equitable and acceptable to everyone so that we're not picking and choosing individuals or opinions, rather, or sex, but rather we're just listening to people who are leaving to say, look, this is what frustrated me. Some of us didn't run again. Some of us did. What did that mean? What did we take from all of this? And what advice can we give in a heartfelt and honest way? Because all of us care about Pacifica. We've all put in too much time, including myself, whatever I said in an email. I care about the organization. And I think when I know everybody else does. So why don't we take that and use it a little bit to help, I don't know, help us better work with one another. And nobody, Robert's rules won't tell us that. California law won't tell us that. Only we can tell each other that.
Julie, this is Dave.
Yeah, 1 second, Dave, before you chime in, because I just want to put a little structure to what we're discussing, similar to what Greg had sort of run through in terms of what he's heard. Around the structure of potentially Friday, what I'm hearing is that the first hour could potentially be used as an overview of the Pacifica mission and kind of the institution that we're serving, and then board and staff introduction. So whether it's a round robin or however that's facilitated, but a way that people get to know one another, at least on a very basic level. And then potentially 2 hours with an attorney discussing fiduciary and legal responsibilities, do's and don'ts, and then potentially 4 hours to discuss the difference between government and management, challenges before the board, and then this year's priorities for the board. I know that that's a lot, and I'm not saying that all this can be accomplished, but I want to make sure that I'm capturing people's sentiments, and we begin to put some structure around this, because I think that we could talk till the end of time about, you know, what our preferences or thoughts are. But the reality is we need to go back to the board on next Friday with a recommendation on what we want to do for the Friday session of the PMB meeting. And given that the PMB meeting's at the end of the month, if we are bringing in a trainer, we have even less time to kind of recruit and get them on board and build this out with them. So just wanted to kind of put some structure on this, so hopefully we can move towards that. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I did a rough count on my hands, and I count 10 members returning who have been here on the board at least a year. and another three who, Lisa Davis, Alan Minsky, and Deb Shafto, who have been on the board less than a year. So with 13 members returning, including at least one from every signal area, I do think we've got representation from the prior boards on the current board that are able to give that point of view. So, again, I don't object if Mark wants to come and make a comment to the board about it. I don't think it would be money well spent to fly in former board members from around the network. I'd much rather. Lavarne has been pushing on the Finance Committee very hard for a meeting that will include business managers and the treasurers from the stations to deal with the overall financial and the finances, and I think that's where I'd want to put that money. Another possibility would be to bring in the local board chairs, as we've done before. I think both of those should take priority over this project. That said, I would like to just make a formal proposal that we spend 2 hours of an attorney's time going over fiduciary responsibilities and legal responsibilities of board members, rights and responsibilities, and 6 hours in a sort of, or 5 hours in a board sort of introductory orientation, but the vision thing, you know, what is our basic orientation about how we want to get things done? And that would deal with questions like the relationship between the national entity and the local station entities, which is one of the key questions that comes up in a variety of ways. We've got to deal with things in the coming years like what is our overall approach to staffing? Who are we going to pay and who's going to be a volunteer for what kind of work? That's one of the key issues undercutting a lot of this. Funding. How are we going to fund the thing? So I wouldn't mind seeing us break down specific subject areas. Let's just say we take 4 or 5 hours together doing that and say each hour we will deal with a particular theme. Choose 4 or 5 such themes and say spend an hour on the question of the relationship between the national to the local so we can get some agreement on those things. I'd like to make that as a motion. 2 hours with a lawyer, 5 hours on the vision thing, with each hour being themed, and we can decide on those themes.
Is there a second for Dave's motion?
Well, it doesn't need a second, but if no one's going to second it, then let's not waste the time.
But no, I'll second it.
Okay.
This is Ray.
Okay.
I'd like to follow it with a question, if I may. Mm-hmm. Is it 2 hours something you plug out of the air, or there's some connection to specific items that we would deal with?
It was more because I thought that we could have a basic presentation for about a half hour to 40 minutes and then an hour of questions or so. And I just thought that, obviously we could spend a lot longer than that, but I thought that we should spend about 5 hours on the other. So I was thinking if we start around 9 or 10, we'd do a morning session till noon and then do an afternoon session from, say, noon to 5 or 1 to 6. And I know we usually start the meetings around 6. So it was more the balance of time with other things I thought we ought to do.
Okay. Well, given Dave's proposal, again, the areas... Hello?
I just want to be able to talk pretty soon.
You wanted to what? I'm sorry, what did I come here?
She's saying she'd like to be on the stack.
Oh, go ahead, Wendy.
I was just going to, I don't want Mark's comments to be lost. I just wanted to say that institutional memory is extremely important, especially in this organization. But, should we vote on whether to bring in incumbents who are not reelected, I probably would recuse myself. But I also will spend some time to try and issue some of my own comments to where I have been. But anyway, I do think Mark's idea is good. I just won't, knowing how much money everything takes, I don't know that I would vote to bring me in for the meeting, but I do think that it's a valid point that, you know, what we all have these great ideas, especially when we come on the PNB. Now we're finally in a position where we could do something about these great ideas, but a lot of them didn't work out, and so it would be a shame for the new board to not get some of those comments. And I don't know quite how to do that. I would love to come to D.C. and you know, help with the training, but I don't know if I could vote for it because I would stand to benefit. So anyway, I do think Mark's idea is good to make sure that you get the institutional memory enforced. That doesn't mean that the new board should fall into any of the same traps that the old board ended up with. But there is something to be gained from what we've all learned. So, I don't know. I'm not giving any...
Can't hear you.
You can't... I'm not giving any solutions, but I'm just saying I think that Mark's idea is good to make sure that people, at least the people that still wanted to serve, that they should somehow have some input.
Okay.
Julia, I'd like to get on the stack when possible.
Thanks, Wendy. Go ahead, Mark.
And I'm not going to try to stretch it, but I know we have to, you know, we don't want to be on here all night. On the other hand, it's probably important in this respect, you know, they always say about those who don't know your history are doomed to repeat it, but by history I don't mean a tell-all book about who did what and who didn't and all that kind of stuff. That's not, I don't think that's the spirit, and please understand that that's the spirit in which I'm suggesting it. I just think that the board will congeal as a group. It will decide, it will come together, it will make some sort of consensus point about where to move forward. That will happen whether this weekend occurs or not in the course of our phone calls and doing business. That has always happened and will continue to happen. So it's not that by, you know, bringing an attorney or not, or bringing in this or not, business won't go forward. It will go forward. And everyone who is on the board has served on the LSB, has dealt with Robert's rules, should be acquainted with fiduciary responsibility, and probably is to the extent that they were selected by their LSBs to represent their station area. These are not novices that we are dealing with. But they are novices in one area, which is what happens when you put on that board mantle. What needs to change? How do you need to look? Or how do you need to feel about what's going on? How do you stay involved? What are your responsibilities? You know, those type of areas in terms of the foundation and, more importantly, human interaction between board members and among board members, I think it would probably be the most worthwhile session I would attend. You know, if this was a conference where I got to check the one I would go to, that would be the one, because that's the only one that's going to help me. The others I'll learn along the way, but that's the one that I can't duplicate. And I understand what Wendy's saying and some of the reticence, and you guys know that Wendy and I have not agreed on many things. So I'm not doing it because of that. It's just that I think there's wisdom there.
Okay.
That's just how I feel. And when I heard who was coming, I was like, wow, I'd like to hear one, you know, I don't know, I'd like to hear what they thought about this journey, so that I can plan mine.
Julie?
Thanks, Mark. Go ahead, Ambrose.
I think the 2 hours is a very good idea, but we have to recall that the Pacifica Foundation is supposed to be a radio network. That means the most important thing they have to understand is our responsibility under the FCC. And any attorney that comes in should know what a nonprofit board member's responsibilities would be. But it seems very clear to me that we need to know our responsibilities under the FCC. Secondly, we need to spend the rest of the time in terms of determining where we as a foundation and as a radio network plan to take this foundation. And We have to talk not in terms of two entities, so-called national office and the stations. We've got to talk in terms of the unity of the foundation and what we can do to make this an effective network. That's the thrust of where we ought to be going. And, you know, we've got, we've been very fortunate. We have some very intellectually board members. But we have wasted our intellect in divisive stuff. And we ought not focus on that in this meeting. This meeting is so critical to the future of the foundation. We've got some serious issues facing us in a year. And we've got other serious issues facing us this year in terms of income, in terms of what we're doing with our affiliates, in terms of how we relate to the world. And so we've got to focus on our vision. It's the perspective view that I favor, and I think we ought to seriously talk about that.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Yeah, I just wanted to recap in terms of some of the stuff that I've been hearing again. So 2 hours with an attorney covering not just fiduciary and legal responsibilities, but also being able to discuss FCC responsibilities. The following 5 hours would then be broken up by hour. Potentially 1 hour could be overview of Pacifica mission and then board and staff introductions. The second hour, and the reason why I have an hour for that is because we know the size of the board and it, folks like to talk. The second hour relationship between national and local in terms of building a network, as Ambrose has just sort of pointed out. So being able to focus that question, not just looking at the division between national and local, but looking at how do we foster a relationship to build a network between what are now seen as two entities but need to be seen as one. Another hour discussing the difference between governance and management. Another hour sort of reviewing the challenges before the board, and then the last hour discussing the year's priorities for the board based on everything that has been said. So, again, this is just to kind of capture information that's been coming out of your all's mouth. And if I've misquoted or misinterpreted, please let me know. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted specifically to separate the question of what those themes would be from the structure. So I thought if we decided on that, then we could address how to pick them, because ultimately we need buy-in. One of the things I was going to suggest is we might consider querying the board, so brainstorming a series of themes and querying the board as to what they thought were priorities. But I do want to separate the question of what the specific topics would be from the form question. The form is a couple hours on the legal front, and what Ambrose said, fine with, and I think you recapitulated just fine, and then 5 hours, 1 hour at a time, dealing with several subject areas. And I will say also that I don't know that at the end of it makes a sense, after your first day talking to each other that way, to try and wrap it up and say, okay, here's the plan. I think it should be an initiatory phase. We might want to summarize some things, but I don't think that at the end of what is basically a retreat for 5 hours, we should come up with, you know, a concrete action plan. I think what we need to be doing is listening to each other about how we're thinking about each of the major subject areas that we'll have to be dealing with in the year.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Why don't we go ahead then and vote on the form? Because if this is the form that we're going to take, then we should get into substance issues. And if it's
Julie, I'd like to add to the form. I guess my suggestion would be, in terms of the hour breakdown, that prior to, I guess, whatever the evening break is, and I know you guys want to have all these hour blocks, so I would move that 2 hour block be a board, and in fact, and I understand what the executive director is saying, wanting to listen and learn. I don't know how that would or would not impede conversation, but I think it would be helpful to have a 2 hour discussion to talk about how to avoid costly mistakes. which has been Pacifica's recent history. And I think to hear from about not just board members, for example, if you had Wendy and myself and Fatty, you said New York is going back whole, so they wouldn't need to be involved in that aspect. And Julie, who served as chair, come and talk about that. I think that would be probably you, Dave, but that would be the most interesting part of that day.
Okay, but I guess the issue is that could still fall within that five-hour block that Dave has kind of segmented the day into, because what the motion before us is 2 hours with an attorney to deal with legal issues and 5 hours to deal with the rest, and then we'll figure out what the rest is.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought the 5 hours had also been allocated. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, just the, may I, Julie?
Go ahead, Dave.
The idea is just that we'll agree that we'll break it up into segments by theme. So what's in that could include what you're proposing as one of those blocks. And I didn't even go, or maybe I did say 1 hour block, so.
Okay, so if we can go ahead and vote on, again, the form being 2 hours with an attorney, 5 hours dealing with the rest. Are there any objections to that?
I'd just like the clarification of how we're going to actually determine what the topics are going to be.
That's what we would get into next.
Okay, so that's separate. Okay, all right,
yeah,
great.
Exactly.
I thought it had already been determined. I thought you laid it out, Julie.
Well, that was what I was hearing from you all, but that's not part of Dave's motion, and so I figured we can vote on the actual format that Dave has put before us, and then we can hash through the specifics of what the substance is of those 5 hours. The 2 hours, I think everyone's pretty much agreed upon with the attorney that what would need to be covered during those 2 hours to maximize our time with an attorney and to make it worth the cost of an attorney. So can we sort of agree without, or can we vote without objection for the 2 hours with an attorney and then 5 hours to deal with the rest? Okay, hearing no objections, and that carries. So now to deal with the 5 hours and how those 5 hours should be allocated. Again, what I just read was what I was hearing from you all, but we can go ahead and, I don't know if we want to deal with it hour by hour or what the most effective way is of going through this, but if folks have recommendations, if not, I can go through hour by hour at least what I've sort of captured from your comments, and then we could say yay or nay, and then go from there.
Suggestion?
Yep.
Why don't you simply label it the Pacifica Foundation vision, and then under that list these items we want to cover, and you've already covered those.
Would folks like me to reread the items that I had, Pacifica Foundation, the items that I had captured earlier?
Please.
Okay. Sorry, my throat just started acting up. Okay, the first hour I have the overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions. The second hour, relationship between national and local in terms of building a network. The third hour would be the discussion between the difference between governance and management. The fourth hour would be the challenges before the board. And if there's a better way to capture that, Mark, let me know, because that hour was what you're referring to, or what you continue to refer to. And then the last hour would be, and I agree with Dave, we're not going to come up with a clean action plan in this amount of time, but to begin to set some sort of priorities for the board, or identify priorities for the board to deal with in this coming year.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mark.
First, I definitely think that the issues of the priorities should not follow if we're talking about a kind of discussion. How to avoid costly mistakes from a perspective of people who have put a lot of time. I would probably not do that before the board come up with their priorities, so I don't know where to put that. But you know, that's just my thought in terms of how it would flow in terms of impact. Maybe the board, I think that should be the last thing heard, the cautionary tale, as well as the accomplishments. I'm not talking about a sad sap crying section. The accomplishments, what's at stake, remembering that, those type of things, I think would probably be a way to then move into, because I'm sure that the board will be discussing all weekend what its priorities will be. I hope it will not be limited to conversation on Friday and then votes.
Okay, so your suggestion would be to have that be the last thing rather than the first thing.
Yeah, leading into whatever, you know, that, because then that could lead to the social for those who want to spend time, because one of the concerns might be, well, we're going to bring someone in, although it'll be a lot cheaper to bring all of the people I've suggested than to bring in an outside consultant such as Fahim. But the question would be how to move from there. So that would be an opportunity to hear from people and also to engage them privately, to have conversations, frankly, in the evening session, in the evening after social, whatever. About, well, you know, what did you mean when you said, or, you know, what advice would you give, or whatever. And I think that would be more productive than to try to follow it with, okay, what are our priorities? The whole weekend is about that. We're talking about Friday.
Julie, this is Dave.
And then Wendy, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wendy, you were...
No, I'll be after Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think we should put the final question of what the subject areas are to the board as a whole. I think we should give our recommendation and maybe brainstorm several possibilities, but I think we should solicit the board's advice on that, you know, put it out to people, get some feedback via email, and just note when we gather on our next meeting to approve whatever this proposal is, what received the most support. The alternative is we come up with our own particular list and we spend 20 minutes or an hour or more talking about, you know, each board member's feelings about each of the particular themes on that call. So I think we should take our best shot at it, make a recommendation, but not necessarily narrow it to our own pet five. I just think that'd be more efficient. The other thing is the question of how that section will be done. And again, I think that what we're talking about is a facilitated discussion. So I wasn't clear on what I was hearing Greg say about his role in that facilitated discussion, if that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, well, I've just been listening. Do you want me to respond to that?
Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to this discussion as this structure is evolving, and that five-hour session is a pretty long session for any one person to facilitate, and even with breaks. I would like to be a participant and perhaps a facilitator, but I don't think I would want the responsibility of facilitating a five-hour session, particularly depending on what the topics are going to be. I may be more or less prepared to do that. You know, that if you're putting it out to the board, in a sense, to make the determination, you're not going to get a response from them for a while, which shortens the time to prepare for that and make it a good discussion. So I guess my response is that I'm willing to play a role in that, and there are certain areas, you know, in terms of mission and building a network, where I think, you know, I could lead a discussion, but I don't think I'd want responsibility for the entire afternoon. At least not with some additional facilitation coming from a professional.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Wendy?
I just want to reiterate that what this new board needs to get under their belt right at the very beginning is what are the legal ramifications of being a part of the board that are the owners of the Pacifica Foundation. There are all kinds of legal things that, just in order to preserve Pacifica, they have to get out of this who elected them on the local board, how things are going on the local board, because it is no longer about their local station. Yes, they're there to, you know, each station is different, and they need to be aware of the local stations as well. But all of that political stuff, whatever got you on that, on the PNB from your local station, is out the window.
what I think the best thing that we need to do for the new board is just to get them to understand that it's about the entire network from then on. And so I really think that they need extreme, like I said before, since our people aren't usually professional board members, just the legal ramifications of being on a board like this. And this is a large organization. And so it's no longer about, voting for your friend or what your friend put forward or against what that person you don't like did. It's about the entire network. And so I just can't stress enough how they need nonprofit 101, board of directors 101, and then go into the Pacifica stuff, which is extremely important in my opinion. But, whoever presents that is going to have their own what they're trying to do in that. But it just I don't know how to do it, but we just have to remind everybody that they're now about the whole network and not about whatever's going on at their local station.
Well done.
Sorry, Ambrose, did you have something you wanted to add in?
I just wanted to say that Wendy well said.
Okay, thanks.
I didn't say how to do it, though, but I did. Okay, bye.
Dave?
One second. So, Dave, one of the reasons why I had opened this question up to the board in our Tuesday evening meeting was to solicit their initial sort of response or sort of input on what we would do during this day. And I'm going to read back through what their recommendations are. And pretty much, we pretty much cover, I think, the main areas of people's concern, although, understanding that we may not get to the depth that folks wanted or had sort of initially anticipated. But in terms of putting their recommendations into a concrete proposal, I feel like we've done just that. So, again, reading the recommendations that came from the board on Tuesday, they wanted the roles and responsibilities of board members, FCC responsibilities, fiduciary responsibilities, confidentiality issues, hire processes, FCC responsibilities, I already said that, directors' inspection rights, getting to know one another, a structured discussion, strategic planning, mission of Pacifica, history of issues before the board, an update on what's going on in executive or what's been going on in executive session for incoming board members. So it seems to me like the recommendations that we've identified or the issue areas pretty much fall in line with what folks were recommending on Tuesday. And so I think, if we can kind of present this as such to the rest of the board to say, look, based on your input and then based on our further discussion of how to take your input and make it workable for a Friday session, this is what we came up with. Rather than reopening up these 5 hours to the board, I just feel like we'll continue to, talk at length and I think come to the same conclusion since these were originally what the board recommended in the first place.